the stroke of a brush, lighting of gunpowder, or a snapshot of a moment in time. There are thousands of ways art can be expressed, and many of those art forms will be on display inside U.S. Bank Stadium with a one-of-a-kind, museum-quality art collection.
The art collection is such a special piece to the stadium because it is such an important connecting point for us and the community. When we did the call for artists, we thought we'd get a couple hundred entries. We know we've got a strong art community here. But to receive over 1,100 entries, we saw them come out large and strong and submitting their entries in all different scopes and all different mediums, really speaks to the power and the depth of this market.
Selected from nearly 1,100 submissions, the Vikings, Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority, and the Sports and the Arts selected 34 local artists who have been working diligently to display their work inside the walls of the new stadium.
What's going to be really cool for us is when we tell their stories. This is just the start for them. Their art will be debuted here at our stadium, but when we tell their story, we hope that there's going to be a good trickle effect for them and that they get picked up elsewhere and they get even more work from just this first start.
I love that all the artists are from Minnesota and that they decided to have local people make the work. And we have a huge, thriving art scene here, and so it just makes sense that they would try to tap into that. And I feel like it also makes stadium feel like our stadium, you know? I mean, you have artists from the community making the work for this place that is going to be pretty great, pretty awesome.
The group of artists range in expertise from Minnesota College of Art and Design students to professionals to three former Vikings players.
I think it's just a very, very blessing thing that this each day that I see things, God gives me a chance to see what he shows me. I just take the pictures and all these pictures I have of my teammates was just, I didn't know it was going to be so exciting to ever come around again. But it is something cool right now.
In my history, my father was a huge Vikings fan. And we used to watch, every Sunday we'd watch Fran Tarkenton and Bud Grant and the Purple People Eaters. And it was a big inspiration for me as a kid and something that my father and I did a lot. So this reinforces my bond that I have with my father and with football.
An opportunity to display their work in a stadium that will host millions of people each year, along with being in the home of the Minnesota Vikings, is something many of these artists never dreamed would happen.
I've been a lifelong fan, and I love the Vikings. I've been to the Metrodome a lot of times, and, you know, it was a good opportunity, and I wanted to pursue it. I thought it would be a really fun project, and that's what made me want to do this.
I do a lot of art fairs around town, and when I explain my process, they just look at me like, really? What? You're doing what with gunpowder? And, you know, I have to tell them, you know, from the beginning to the end, and after that, you know, they kind of get it, but without actually seeing me ignite these pieces, it's kind of hard for people to wrap their heads around. But it's something that I think people are going to be very intrigued to see. And to witness these pieces being created with the smoke, fire, and gunpowder.
The privately funded collection will encompass more than 500 original artworks and photographs and will showcase not only the Vikings, but also Minnesota sports and other regional history. As the opening date of the stadium inches closer and closer, these artists have all put on the finishing touches with their work and are ready for it to be seen by fans later this summer.
I think it's an honor. That's the reason I tried to put as much effort as I could in creating these pieces. For this to be considered as an important piece to put in the new stadium is such an honor. It makes me nervous thinking about it, you know, because I want to do something that's significant and something that people appreciate. I feel very privileged and very honored to be a part of this program.